Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jay Hook. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Martin reaches second base with a double. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Post moves to second. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Cook reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martin bunts towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Post moves to second. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards right. Will fields it and throws to second to catch Cook for the out. Post moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Post scores. Coleman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to third for the out. Askew moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 1 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hook for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 2 in the game. Hook is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook juggles the ball. That's an error on Cook. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Will hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Will reaches second base with a double. Kindle goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Ed Bauschi now playing first base. Frank Thomas now playing left field. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Banks reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Altman bunts towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell pinch hits for Cliff Cook. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Joe Askew. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.